This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go.
Here's why inflation and today's CPI report should be on your radar right now, because I'm going to reveal today's key takeaways. Real estate investors, future landlords, and property moguls, brace yourself. The report is packed with insights you can't afford to miss. The big headline here is inflation has dropped to 3%, beating expectations and setting the stage for potential interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve. Currently, there's an 89% probability now of a rate cut in September. That's up from just 73% yesterday. However, the July meeting, that one remains uncertain, with odds now at 8.8%. That's still up, though, 3% from yesterday. And before we dive into the specifics, I've got a shocking myth to bust. Think you need insider connections to find the best real estate deals? No. Enter the 10X Home Finder, the sneaky trick that's a game changer for real estate investors looking for off-market deals. Learn more at sellersniper.com. All right, so now the specifics of today's CPI report. Energy. Prices are up 1% year over year, showing improvement from previous months. Food. Costs have risen 2.2% annually, with notable increases in eggs and butter. Shelter. Prices have increased 5.2% year over year, although progress is slowing. Now, services. This category, critical to the Fed, is up 5.1%, indicating persistent inflation pressures. And despite adding 206,000 jobs in June, the unemployment rate ticked up to 4.1%, potentially influencing future Fed decisions aimed at balancing inflation and employment. So for private real estate investors, these numbers signal both caution and opportunity. With inflation moderating but still above targets, there's room for strategic investments in real estate assets that can hedge against inflationary pressures, perhaps by taking advantage of the flexibility in the market that I reported yesterday. We talked about the flexibility in the price cuts. And you can use that to lock in a lower price with motivated sellers. And then you can take advantage of delayed financing. Delayed financing. This is a method of getting a mortgage after you've purchased a piece of real estate using cash. Doesn't have to be your cash, by the way, hint, hint. But put simply, delayed financing offers a way to purchase a home in which you pay cash upfront, then quickly obtain a cash out refinance to mortgage the property at the lower rate predicted in August. And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.